$10 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
President Trump, his cabinet secretaries, and GOP congressional leaders huddling at Camp David over the weekend to discuss their 2018 agenda. Director of the Office of Management and Budget, Mick Mulvaney, saying,
"We have some immediate priorities. Obviously, we have to have a funding bill by the end of this month to keep the government open, and we'll do that. We also spent a good bit of time talking about DACA."
Mulvaney speaks on Fox and Friends this morning. Earlier in the weekend, Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan suggested they were hoping to strike a bipartisan tone.
"We think this agenda is one that will appeal to everyone in between Democrats and Republicans, independents, and so we're excited about the progress that's already been made."
The president today will be on the road heading south to speak at the 99th annual American Farm Bureau Convention in Nashville. He'll also be watching Alabama take on Georgia at the College Football Playoff National Championship game in Atlanta at this evening. That game is being shown on ESPN. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The Department of the Interior replacing an Obama administration policy that suspended development of offshore oil and gas resources, replacing it with a plan that essentially opens up all of the nation's outer continental shelf to energy exploration and production. A draft five-year proposal is calling for 47 lease sales in 25 of 26 planning areas. That includes 12 sales in the Gulf of Mexico, 19 in the Alaska region, 7 sales in the Pacific region, and 9 in the Atlantic region. The Center for Biological Diversity is calling the plan appalling. It predicts it will lead to disasters like the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill. The American Medical Association releasing its National Economic Impact of Physicians. USA Radio's John Clemens reports on the report.
The study by the American Medical Association reports the nation's physicians support 12.5 million jobs, contributing $2.3 trillion in economic activity. AMA President Dr. David Barb tells us this makes the nation's almost 737,000 patient care physicians great economic drivers.
Between the direct economic impact of the practice and the downstream economic impact, in total, physicians really are a great economic driver for their communities and for their states.
I'm John Clemens.
And remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Da Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and welcome to the 2018 season that we have going on here. I want to thank everyone for our support and the continued growth of our program. And have we got a show, and we've got a program all set for you and all. A lot of good activity going on, so let's get to the show. Today, we're going to talk about your weather, of course, first. So this afternoon, there's a chance of sleet before 4 p.m., then slow, possibly mixed with freezing rain and sleet, high near 30 degrees. So, boy, we're having a heat wave here now. Southwest winds from 7 to 9 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is about 80%. Little or no ice accumulation is expected. Total daytime snow and sleet accumulation of less than an inch possible. But remember that sleet is going to come probably during your rush hour home, so take it easy. All right, we're going to get back to our show in a few minutes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, everyone. Dr. Miola here from Get Healthy Hunterdon, and welcome to the 2018 season. We got a great show planned for you and all. A lot of times everybody says, oh, what can I do during the cold spells during January, February, and March? Well, one of the best things to do on Monday at 12 to 1 is to tune into our show, Get Healthy Hunterdon. We are Hunterdon's most experienced healthcare providers with Nutrimost of Flemington. So today we've got a woman who is a sister, a daughter, a mother, a wife, and now a published author. Now, how do you say all these things fit together? Well, we're going to talk to Kristen Iorillo during the course of the hour, and we're going to find out how all those things are connected. So first of all, I want everybody to welcome Kristen, and welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Wonderful. So how was the trip up and stuff? Good with the weather?
Yes, very fine. It was fine. Cold.
But cold and stuff like that. Well, as the weather forecast said, it's going to get better and stuff, heating up a little bit, but we got to get through tonight. So that's
absolutely
the main thing.
Yes.
So one of the things I'm holding here in my hand and stuff, and if you have TV and stuff, you can see that in the screen and all, but it's this amazing book that she put together and she formulated and all. It's called The Wacky Baby. And a lot of times people say, well, how do you get these, you know, inspirations, and how do you come about, you know, coming up with something like this? And so in the next hour, we're going to talk about that. But as a side note and stuff, anybody who's going to have children, has children, I think this should become one of those have-to-have books to read at nighttime, which a lot of people have gotten out of doing because of their crazy activities and scheduling and things like that. This is no doubt one of those must-have books next to The Cat in the Hat and everything else that goes along with it. So why don't we go ahead and proceed and stuff. And first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a former teacher, middle school teacher of reading and writing. I've always loved to write. My mother was an English teacher, so that's something that I've always been interested in. I am a wife, and I have two children. My son is 6, and my daughter is 2.
Oh, okay.
So I took a break from teaching to be home with them in these important years. And I actually wrote this book while I was pregnant. I found out I was pregnant with my son.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Oh, so this is interesting. So something to do while you're pregnant then,
oh, yes,
right?
yes.
So as we were talking off air, before we started and stuff, the Wacko Baby, how did this name ever come about and how did the title ever get created and all?
That's like my favorite part of the whole thing. The Wacko Baby is something. It comes from a childhood experience. I am a younger sister. My sister Lynn is 3 years older, and she and I were very close growing up. But you know, siblings, you know, you have your either best friends or you know, mortal enemies. And we also had a really fun neighbor, Kelly, a very imaginative, fun girl to play with. So she was about 6 years older than I and 3 years older than my sister. But she, yes, but she was such a sweet, creative friend and always, you know, included us. However, there were certain times where, you know, I would get frustrated because I could only be, you know, the person holding the flashlight for the while they, you know, played disco. And I wasn't always allowed to participate in the way I wanted to. Mm. So as most younger siblings can relate to. So the Wacko Baby was a game that my sister and Kelly would play. And they would run, and oh, the Wacko Baby's coming!
Uh-huh.
And not to spoil the story, but you know, I didn't realize I was the Wacko Baby.
Oh,
I'd be running too, say, "Oh my gosh, let's get out of here! The Wacko Baby's coming!" And well, lo and behold, the Wacko Baby was me.
Wow! Oh, isn't that something? A complete spin and things like that.
Yes. So so basically the story is to kind of put a positive spin on that.
Yeah. And how did something like that make you feel when, like, all of a sudden you realized that you were the Wacko Baby everybody was running away from?
It was sad, you know. It really made me I was taken aback, you know. I thought I was being included or mm-hmm. and then to turn around and realize, oh, you know, they were teasing me, really.
Right.
And this was fun for them, you know.
Yes, exactly.
And, yeah,
at your expense.
At my
yeah.
expense, which I didn't realize. So
isn't that something?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's kind of an interesting story. So if you start opening up the pages of this creative book and all, you're going to see very, very vivid pictures and drawings and stuff about the characters and stuff. One, of course, is Kristen and her sister and her sister's friend and all. And the writing is very easy to read, kind of flows off your tongue like a very, very nice children's book and all. And then the ending and stuff, which I'm not going to spoil and stuff, is a surprise and all that all of you really have to find out with and stuff. So how you went about this and all, what is involved in actually writing a book like this? And not just any book, a child's book, I think it has a different kind of format to it, right?
Yes, and that's another thing too. Children's books typically follow certain patterns and have a lot of common traits like rhyme and repetition, alliteration, few words per page. And I have to say, I didn't follow any of that.
Wow.
I kind of wanted to just write this book for me and as a legacy, you know. And I honestly think it works, you know. I think if I had maybe paid attention to these traits for children's books, and maybe it would only fit into a certain age group.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've noticed, I've done some readings in kids' classrooms, and what I've noticed is that it really reaches a lot of different ages, kindergarten, fourth grade, fifth grade.
So quite a wide range of ages and stuff that people can relate to and all.
Yes, yes. So I'm really happy that it worked out that way. It was more,
excellent.
You know, it was kind of just something that happened because I really didn't pay attention to those things.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to take a little commercial break. We'll be right back with the full story of how the Wacky Baby can affect you.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with the author, the mother, the sister, the daughter of the wacky baby. We have Kristen Irillo here today on our show, and she's letting us know just exactly those old things that have been haunting many of you for a long, long time and stuff, those subconscious little subliminal stories that were given to you and stuff. You're too tall, you're too short, you're too ugly, you're too fat, you're too scary, you're too mundane and stuff. And all these things carry around those little burdens that we have to kind of get through later on in life. Now, Kristen has been able to take that, which could have been a negative lifelong experience and stuff, and turned it into something very creative and very fun for everybody and everybody. So off air, we were talking about how she became encouraged to go ahead with something like this. So Kristen, yes, please tell us more about this book.
I will. Yes. So this was, you know, the wacko baby story I would always tell people, because we, you know, people would get a kick out of it, you know. Oh, when I was little, you know, sister and friend would, run away and say, the wacko baby's coming. And, of course, I was the wacko baby. So I would tell quite a few people that story. And my husband, Eric, had said to me, you know, that's a really cool name, the wacko baby. Like, that's just something that would really make a great character, like a cartoon character,
right,
or something. And he said, you should write a book. You should do a children's book. And, you know, I agreed, and I, had written just on my computer. It didn't take me long, just a few hours, to really type it up, because it was from my experience, you know?
Exactly,
so I really didn't,
yeah,
you know, it didn't take that much. But what the tricky part was, where I got stuck, was how do I come up with a resolution? You know, what's going to take her from this point of being sad because she was, you know, being teased, to, you know, a happy ending.
Right.
So that's where I brought my mom into the picture, who this part is fiction. I do have a wonderful mom who, always was able to cheer me up with anecdotes from her childhood.
Oh, okay.
And help me relate to, you know, realize that everyone goes through these things. And however, you know, in the book, she sews a costume for me, the wacko baby. And it's kind of like that was the resolution. Like, okay, So they're going to run from you and call you the wacko baby? Well, own it. Be the wacko baby. And, you know, it was a great – so to me, that was the great way to switch around, you know, instead of being, you know, sad and crying.
Right, exactly.
Something.
You make this really a negative impact upon a young mind and a young person like that. She just put a spin on it and all,
yes,
and turned it into something that was very creative, very fun, and it made you feel empowered and all.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the cool thing about the book is the character, you know, Kristen, my character, just, you know, takes it back and owns it and says, all right, you know, now I'm in charge. I am the wacko baby. And then again, that was tricky to come up with an end. I thought, how am I going to end it? So I had this written probably for more than a year on the computer, just sitting there.
Okay. Oh, isn't that interesting?
And one morning I woke up and I said, I know how I'm going to end the book. And I ran to the computer and finished it up. And then from that point on, I started researching publishing companies. I'm self-published.
Oh, okay.
So I began researching publishing companies, and I came upon this one, Ex Libris Publishing. And what I really liked about that was that they will continue to publish the book as long as there's a need for it. You know,
right.
Some companies will only publish for a certain amount mm-hmm. of time. So that's why I chose them, and they set me up with an illustrator.
Okay.
And it was really, I learned a lot. You know, I knew nothing about publishing.
So right, exactly. Kind of, so this is like a whole nother animal and stuff. Not only you have the creative writing component and stuff, but now you've got to be turned over into becoming a business person and promoting yourself, almost like a sales force then and all.
Absolutely.
That's incredible. So how does one go about finding like those kind of things? Like you said, you research for like a publisher yourself, published and all. So how do you go about finding somebody that's going to give you the proper channels and the connections and everything else like that? Because, I mean, looking at the Wacky Baby, and you look at the illustrations inside, they are incredible and stuff, and it's these wide-eyed little children with vivid clothes and carrying on and things like that that, you know, just would make your heart melt as you're reading it, not just alone to your children and stuff, but, you know, to adults and things like that, which would be good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was a fun part of it. It was tricky because I wasn't meeting in person with people. With layouts, and it was a lot of emailing and phone calls and things like that. But the illustrations I was so happy with because that was hard. I mean, you have to write. You're writing down what you want someone to look like, and that's really hard.
Right,
you know?
And so what you are actually perceiving and what's actually coming back from an illustrator mm-hmm. and all, you guys have to really kind of marry together and find that perfect match and all.
Absolutely. So it was. I tried to be as detailed as possible in the same way where with even acting or anything else, you don't always want to have to tell your audience or your reader, this character is this old, and this is what her personality is, and this, you know, you
right,
want
yeah.
to show
oh,
them.
That is so much shown in the illustrations here and all, and, you know, just their expressions on their faces and stuff come out and stuff. It's incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, that was fun. Little details that you want to show. Mm-hmm.
What were some of those details that you were lamenting over and stuff because you wanted to bring that point across to the audience and all?
One of them was the eyes. I thought for Kristen, for the youngest, mm-hmm. Wide, innocent eyes. And then I figure, well, Lynn being the sister, she's going to look somewhat like her sister. So she's mm-hmm. going to have big eyes. But I said, don't make them as wide as
right.
as the main character because she's got to be the most innocent, you know. The,
mm-hmm.
And then the clothing. I wanted Kristen to be in clothes that were clearly too big for her because they were probably
hand-me-downs and stuff.
So that's here she is always getting the short end of the stick. You know, as little younger siblings sometimes feel.
Sure.
I have to say I only had, I think, two changes.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay. Yeah, for the Kristen, for the main character.
Right.
But otherwise, you know, yeah, that was a fun process to write out down what you want,
right,
and then to get these pictures back. And
I can imagine.
Yeah.
And I can imagine a lot of people that are reading it, you know, to their children and things like that can actually identify to the age difference, to, you know, mm-hmm, hand-me-downs and stuff, you know, very easily and stuff. And that's brought out very clearly, but in a subtle way and stuff that, like, adults would, like, pick it up right away and say, oh, and then they'd get that little aha moment about, oh, I understand where this kid is suffering from and stuff. And I remember my older sister or my older brother doing this to me and all.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah. That's where I think it's easy to relate for
a
lot of
people. Your book is so identifiable with, like, any age group and all, you know, whether, you know, their parents or, like, you know, aunts or uncles reading to their siblings and things like that. So you really hit
the nail on
the head here with this, and as far as an excellent illustration and the material itself and all. And a lot of times, you know, you just don't want to be having a story that goes on, but you've actually got like an issue that goes on within the family and stuff, and how it was actually taken care of and stuff like that, and not in a punishing way or like a way that's going to be negative and stuff, but it's a very fun but very, you know, uplifting way of doing it and all. So you hit it's incredible what you did.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's hard, especially in this day and age. I think it's, you know, kids are exposed to a lot more children with differences. And so I think, you know, as a society, we're a little more aware of that. But it's nice to, instead of instructing children on this is how you need to be and don't do that to your sister and don't do that,
right,
you know, maybe give the child the power, you know, mm-hmm, to kind of.
So now you've got two children, a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the older one?
Alex, 6-year-old, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, do you kind of see similarities of this going on?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Caitlin, my daughter, is only 2, so they're 4 years apart, but definitely, it's like all siblings have this need to, like, I mean, they adore each other and they do get along,
mm-hmm,
but all siblings have this need to, like, just kind of instigate a problem with the other, and they both do it. It's not one-sided.
Right, exactly, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I get it. I mean, I really do get a kick out of it. I mean, it's fun. It's really fun. There's nothing like siblings,
mm-hmm,
you know. You know, it's a relationship that I wish everyone could experience.
Right.
Because
so with siblings and stuff like that, now, did you show your sister and her friend
yes,
the book?
I haven't seen – well, Kelly, the friend who's in the book, doesn't live in New Jersey anymore, but she purchased copies, and she said her kids love the book.
Oh.
And she felt bad. She said, wow, I sounded like a real pain. And I said, hey, you know, it's fiction. I mean,
right,
it did happen,
mm-hmm,
but not all of it. I had to paint a little bit of a worse picture than.
Right, exactly.
You know?
For you had that. What is that called? The artistic, or you had the ability to make it a little
embellish,
bit more of a tale and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, embellish it, exactly.
Yeah. So they honestly were not. They did not treat me badly
every
day of my
nice
life, but it was. It made for a fun story.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a little break here now. We're going to come back and we're going to find out the details of how to go about publishing your own book.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A temporary immigration status, which has permitted over 250,000 Salvadorans to stay in the U.S. legally for nearly 20 years after an earthquake, will be ended by the Trump administration. The announcement expected today from the White House that it will terminate temporary protected status, or TPS, for those immigrants by September 9th of 2019. That according to Politico. It would mean the legal status is being extended by 18 months, but will end by that date. The designation was only meant to be temporary, but until now it had been repeatedly renewed under both Republican and Democratic administrations. Fire on the roof of Trump Tower in New York City blamed on an electrical problem with some heaters on that roof.
Fire marshals are there now and they're checking out those heaters.
That's a deputy New York City fire chief. 2 people received minor injuries from the fire, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere.
How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
This year's Golden Globe Awards last night dominated by the topic of sexual harassment against women, and the most acclaimed remarks of anyone's from the stage were those of Oprah Winfrey. As part of her speech, as she was accepting a Lifetime Achievement Award, Winfrey told a story of a black woman named Reese Taylor, who died at 97 just a few days ago. Winfrey saying Taylor had been raped in 1944 by six men who then left her for dead on an Alabama roadside.
She lived, as we all have lived, too many years in a culture broken by brutally powerful men. For too long, women have not been heard or believed if they dared to speak their truth to the power of those men. But their time is up. Their time is up.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Bitter cold that has seized the East Coast is expected to ease this week as airlines are trying to get back on track after days of snarled air traffic. Today and tomorrow, temperatures could finally start rising into the 30s, maybe even the low 40s, from Philadelphia to Boston. Despite the expected rise in temps there, icy precipitation forecasts from Chicago to eastern North Carolina will be making travel treacherous later today. Just like what you do at home when you see something on TV you don't like, you turn it off. And that's what Lifetime Fitness has done to the 24-hour cable news networks at all of its locations. Here's John Clemens with more.
Lifetime Fitness, which has 128 locations in 36 cities, have listened to the many members who have complained about what they've been seeing on the TVs as they do their workouts. In an email statement to the USA Radio Network, Natalie Bouchon, Lifetime Senior Director of Public Relations, wrote in part, "We believe that opinions delivered with incredible bias, negativity, disrespect, and politically charged content is not news and ultimately not healthy." I'm John Clemens.
And a battle over the possessions and even the body of cult leader Charles Manson set to get started today in a California courtroom. There are at least two conflicting wills for Manson, who died on November 19th. Today, a superior court judge will try to start sorting things out in the case. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Mm-hmm.
right, Dr. Miola here with Get Healthy Hunterdon. We are Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare providers with the Nutrimost of Flemington system. Today, we're having a wonderful time here in the studio, and I hope you're enjoying it and stuff. We're talking to the author of The Wacko Baby. That's Kristen Irilillo. And she is going to relate a little bit of her inspiration and all. Being a teacher in her previous life and all, she has been exposed to a lot of different situations and all. And one of the stories that we were talking about offhand or off air and stuff was the hand story and stuff, which just got to my heart and stuff. So I want you guys to listen to this story with some eagerness and stuff and just see the kind of creativity that this young lady has been exposed to and also where she's getting her inspiration from and all. So, yes. Why don't we go ahead and talk about that?
Well, yeah, amazing story. When I was still teaching 7th grade at Hillsborough Middle School, there was an assembly that we had, and it was the parents of a young lady who was killed at Columbine.
Oh.
And yes, and she was an amazing young woman, and they found a lot of her journals. And one of the things that they mentioned in the assembly, they had a picture up on the projector, and it was a traced image of this girl's hands. And inside the hands, it said, she had written, "These hands belong to Rachel Joy Scott and will someday touch millions of people's hearts." And she, in fact, has, because, you know, her family now, you know, travels and does these assemblies for kids, so I was working with an amazing teacher, Christina Simons, that year. I taught reading and writing in a resource setting, but I also worked in her classroom doing in-class support, I was the special ed teacher. She was the regular ed teacher.
Oh, okay.
So she came up with an amazing lesson plan for the kids, and she had them do the same thing, trace their hands, and write, "These hands belong to," and the student's name, "and will someday," and then she said, "pick three things that you think that you will do or that you would like to do." So, of course, I did this myself as well, and I wrote, "These hands belong to Kristen Reynolds Irilillo, and will someday hold her very own baby," because I was not pregnant then and had had trouble. "Hold her published children's book." "And three, play the piano effortlessly."
Mm-hmm.
So this is amazing, because I hadn't even realized until I went back to school after I took, so I took a leave of absence. I had maternity leave, and then I took a leave of absence, child care leave for a year.
Okay.
So then I decided I wasn't going to return to teaching, so I went back to my classroom to clear out, you know, the things I had, and I found this paper it was my rough draft, that had those three goals, and I realized, oh my goodness, it's been less than a year, and I have had a son. So I have held my very own baby, and I had published the children's book. So that was great. So then I thought, well, wait a minute. I still can't play the piano effortlessly. Doesn't mean I didn't try, because I did practice and I was working on it. But I think my mistake there was my wording. And that would be playing the piano effortlessly. I don't think that one can do anything without effort. So I was thinking more of those people who can just play so easily. And they make it look easy.
Right, okay. So the perception and stuff. Then,
right.
Yeah.
So I have to laugh at that one, because I think, wow, if I had only just worded it differently, I might be playing the piano.
Isn't that
because
something?
I think, you know, it's been said that when you write these things down, when you write down goals, they often, you know, are manifested, you know, and you're able to accomplish them.
Right.
So, and I think you and I had talked about that one time, you know, so it's,
right.
It can be a very powerful thing. It seems trite, but it really does make a difference.
Right. So often when you put a thought out there and stuff in your subconscious, we call it universal intelligence and all, and we use this extensively in our office, and what you need to do is write something down. You know, just saying it is not the key thing and stuff. It's writing it down. You then own it. You take possession and you take ownership of what you've written down and all. Generally and stuff, what we like to do is have you read it out loud 3 times a day with excitement in your voice, and do it in the mirror looking at yourself in the eyes, because now you become accountable to the universe for what you're saying and all. So that's why choosing the proper words and stuff are a lot of times very, very important. We use things called affirmations in our program and stuff, which are very, very powerful about getting rid of some of these subconscious dilemmas and things that we've been carrying around and stuff. We call them, anchors and things like that. You know, why do you eat? A lot of times because you're depressed, you've got all kinds of issues going on and stuff, and this is going to help move through those issues and all. So with the affirmations, it's very, very powerful and all. And here you were able to take, that hand, which is very, I love the idea. A hand is so important and stuff because, it's one of the most sensitive parts of your body and things like that. It's connected to all the meridians, all the energy fields of the universe, as well as, the environment out there and all. And here what you do is you then become owner of that, of whatever you write down there. And like you said, choosing the right words, very, very important and all. So it's not so much of a tiebreaker and all, but like you said, you're now able to tickle the ivories very well and stuff, but would you be able to get up there on the baby grand and Carnegie Hall and stuff? Maybe not have that much confidence and stuff to do that, but to be pounding away with the kids and stuff on your upright piano, it's great and stuff. I mean, how often do people, there always seems to be a piano wherever kind of party you go to, and to have somebody who can at least sit there and get a couple of songs out and stuff, you can change the whole mood, you can change the whole direction of how an event goes and things like that. But and we find that music is a very common a drawing factor for any kind of age group, any kind of ethnicity, any kind of randomness that goes on in the world and all. So here you did an incredible thing with getting the kids at that age and stuff to identify only 3 things and stuff, but to them that was they were probably going, oh, what should I put down and things like that. But do you remember any of those things that the kids had put down?
Oh my goodness, let's see. Oh, there were so many. It's really so beautiful when you get to work with kids and see what their
where their minds are going,
where their minds go, because it's not always what you think it might be. Knitting, we'll be able, to knit my very own scarf. I'm trying to think of some of the other things. A lot of them playing video games. Beating this video game. So some are simple, and then some, can be very profound, like build a house, So there's a lot, kids, that's what's so great about kids. They can always surprise you.
Oh, yeah.
They can either go the route of something funny and cute, or they can say something that can just impact,
tug at your heart.
Absolutely.
And stuff, and just go,
excellent.
Yeah, so. Very good. Well, we're going to take a little commercial break here. Okay. We'll be right back with the Wacko Baby author.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Mueller, and we have been having so much fun here with the author of The Wacko Baby, Kristen Arredello. And she was just relating about, you know, her own personal experiences with her children growing up and stuff, and about all the different things that they're putting her through now, and how she is able to, you know, get some good material for her next book. And of course, all of you are dying to know how to get a hold of this wonderful book, not just for yourself, but also for your grandkids, for other people, or to donate to your local library and stuff to really move this along. So, Kristen, why don't you tell us about contacting? How can people get a hold of you?
Okay, well, I have a website, www.thewackobaby.com, and there are links on that website where you can purchase the book, and it gives a little blurb of, and some pictures just to see, you know, that way they could see if they're interested in the book. But it's also available on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
You can get it in hard copy, paperback, or an ebook.
Oh, okay.
Or Kindle, you know, depending on what place you're ordering from. It can be on ebook. So it's Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com.
Oh, okay.
And then as well as the publishing website, which is Exlibris, Xlibris. So that would be www.xlibris.com.
Excellent. Very good. So. And one of the nice things about Kristen's book and all, this is not just like some book she put together and she's selling it on the internet and stuff. She actually has a Library of Congress control number, which puts her a heads and shoulders above anybody else that's going on. And also there's a soft cover and a hard cover to this book and all. So this young lady is going to be around for many, many years providing excellent little stories and stuff for the growing population and stuff, with very nice little messages and stuff, and very nice life learning skills that they need to have nowadays and stuff that we see that aren't there and all. So anything that's in the pipeline that you've got coming up here and all?
Well, I've always thought it would be great to make this a series and have more little adventures with the Wacko Baby. Mm-hmm. Haven't written anything yet, but as you said, you know, with two little kids at home, I'm always gathering more material.
Right.
And I've also always thought that the Wacko Baby would make a fantastic cartoon character.
Oh.
And that's something I don't think we have anything out there. And I watch a lot of cartoons with the kids and Nick Jr. Okay. and Disney Jr. And mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything quite like it. So who knows? Maybe one day she'll be on TV.
Wow, I see this young lady growing up very quickly in front of the general public's eyes and stuff, and I want our radio audience to really know that you guys are one of the first ones to get a hold of, you know, the ability to start doing something with this wonderful book and the whole lineage that's going to be coming from it and all. Kristen has got some amazing ideas and stuff, of course, that we shared with each other off air and stuff like that. So I would encourage you to get a hold of her first book, because the next ones are just going to start flooding off the print and stuff. Because of the popularity of the work that she does with the people and all. So this is just incredible and all. Again, the story that you brought to us and stuff about the hand, just incredible things that did. And how did that make you feel then and stuff when you were able to do that?
That was just so amazing because I was so touched by the story. And then to just, you know, be part of a lesson that we're doing with the children and then look back a year or so later and say, wow, that actually happened.
Right.
You know,
it was something.
Just so amazing. So that's something I will never forget. And I credit, you know, really, that assembly and, the teacher I worked with for really, you know, just kind of helping me to set a goal. And, you know, I certainly credit my husband too for encouraging me and for supporting me while I wrote this and investing in the mm-hmm. whole process. And of course, I have to credit my sister Lynn for and our friend Kelly for making up the game The Wacko Baby. And I also have to credit my mom, who is a very supportive, loving, and kind person who always found a way to soothe any hurts that you go through as a child.
Right. Isn't that amazing? And so, well, again, we're looking forward to learning and having more adventures with Lynn and Kelly, and of course your mom, but especially with the Wacko Baby and stuff coming to the rescue and learning and teaching, you know, today's youth some of the important lessons that we need to have and all. You know, so often, like, you know, Kristen was telling us about, you know, putting something down on paper and then having it come to fruition and stuff is very, very important. And, you know, we can't say enough about the teachers that are out there, you know, not so much molding, but just allowing those creative minds of the youth of today, you know, coming forth and things like that. It's very, very important to, you know, have the proper wisdom that goes along with it. And it can't always be, you know, math, you know, reading and arithmetic and stuff. You've got to allow that creativeness to come out and all. And we are so fortunate that somebody took the time to allow that to happen with you and all. So, Kristen, again, wonderful job and all. And, again, the radio audience is going to look forward to hearing more about you. And we invite you back anytime you've got some creative thoughts coming up and all. So.
Thank you so much, Dr. Miela. I really appreciate it. This was a great experience.
Very good then and all. So for our radio listening audience, please, again, how can they get a hold of your book?
You can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble website or exlibris.com. That's the publishing company. And I also have a website, which is www.thewackobaby.com, and a Facebook website as well.
Oh, okay. Very good. So there's no reason why you can't get a hold of this book. And it's you'll find it. You'll be laughing. You'll be reminiscing about things that have happened to you in either your childhood or your children's growing up and things like that. So make it part of your library for your children and your children's children and all. And that's what we've got for this year or for this week's program and all. And again, Kristen, this was a pleasure having you on.
Thank you so much.
We had a lot of fun, and the audience is going to be amazed with you know, your growth and more of your books coming along like this and all.
Thank you so much for having me.
Very good. So for Get Healthy Hunterdon, this is Dr. Miola. We're looking forward to seeing everybody next Monday from 12 to 1. And here we go to the news.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A temporary immigration status, which has permitted over 250,000 Salvadorans to stay in the U.S. legally for nearly 20 years after an earthquake, will be ended by the Trump administration. The announcement expected today from the White House that it will terminate temporary protected status, or TPS, for those immigrants by September 9th of 2019. That according to Politico. It would mean the legal status is being extended by 18 months, but will end by that day. aid. The designation was only meant to be temporary, but until now it had been repeatedly renewed under both Republican and Democratic administrations. Fire on the roof of Trump Tower in New York City blamed on an electrical problem with some heaters on that roof.
Fire marshals are there now, and they're checking out those heaters.
That's a deputy New York City fire chief. Two people received minor injuries from the fire, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have New Manna. In these uncertain times, become food independent with New Manna's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, taste great and last for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to newmanna.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A temporary immigration status, which has permitted over 250,000 Salvadorans to stay in the U.S. legally for nearly 20 years after an earthquake, will be ended by the Trump administration. The announcement expected today from the White House that it will terminate temporary protected status, or TPS, for those immigrants by September 9th of 2019. That according to Politico. It would mean the legal status is being extended by 18 months, but will end by that date. The designation was only meant to be temporary, but until now it had been repeatedly renewed under both Republican and Democratic administrations. Fire on the roof of Trump Tower in New York City blamed on an electrical problem with some heaters on that roof.
Fire marshals are there now, and they're checking out those heaters.
That's a deputy New York City fire chief. Two people received minor injuries from the fire, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own, and you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
This year's Golden Globe Awards last night dominated by the topic of sexual harassment against women, and the most acclaimed remarks of anyone's from the stage were those of Oprah Winfrey. As part of her speech, as she was accepting a Lifetime Achievement Award, Winfrey told a story of a black woman named Reese Taylor, who died at 97 just a few days ago. Winfrey saying Taylor had been raped in 1944 by six men who then left her for dead on an Alabama roadside.
She lived, as we all have lived, too many years in a culture broken by brutally powerful men. For too long, women have not been heard or believed if they dared to speak their truth to the power of those men. But their time is up. Their time is up.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Bitter cold that has seized the East Coast is expected to ease this week as airlines are trying to get back on track after days of snarled air traffic. Today and tomorrow, temperatures could finally start rising into the 30s, maybe even the low 40s, from Philadelphia to Boston. Despite the expected rise in temps there, icy precipitation forecasts from Chicago to eastern North Carolina will be making travel treacherous later today. Just like what you do at home when you see something on TV you don't like, you turn it off. And that's what Lifetime Fitness has done to the 24-hour cable news networks at all of its locations. Here's John Clemens with more.
Lifetime Fitness, which has 128 locations in 36 cities, have listened to the many members who have complained about what they've been seeing on the TVs as they do their workouts. In an email statement to the USA Radio Network, Natalie Bouchard, Lifetime Senior Director of Public Relations, wrote in part, "We believe that opinions delivered with incredible bias, negativity, disrespect, and politically charged content is not news and ultimately not healthy." I'm John Clemens.
And a battle over the possessions and even the body of cult leader Charles Manson set to get started today in a California courtroom. There are at least